You're listening to Crown Point High School Bulldogs Halftime Show on USA-365.com.
Welcome back to Crown Point High School and the Bulldogs Halftime Show. Dave Woodworth here and being joined shortly by Mark Smith, who has come in from the very wet outdoors. Rain coming down steadily, not real hard, but it's a steady rain shower. It's been that way throughout the entire first half, and the Crown Point Bulldogs are holding on to a 7-0 lead. This touchdown came as part of a 17-play, 75-yard drive that began a little bit more than halfway through the first quarter of play. And on the very first play of the second quarter, Tyler Gomez punched it in from 1 yard out. And Ben Frederick converted on the point after touchdown kick to make it 7-0 with 11:56 to go in the second quarter. The rest of the second quarter, Crown Point and Lake Central exchanged possessions several times. I believe Crown Point got as far as the... I think they had a couple of opportunities. Both teams had a fumble recovery. Crown Point had an opportunity deep in Lake Central territory when Anthony Giles fumbled on their very next possession after that Crown Point touchdown. Crown Point taking over first and 10 from the Lake Central 41. But they got down as far as the 31-yard line of Lake Central only to fumble the ball and turn it over to Lake Central. And then Lake Central moved the ball. Lake Central did have a couple of long runs by Anthony Giles, one for 21 yards, one for 37 yards, that sort of put the Indians into position to potentially get on the scoreboard. But the Bulldogs' defense stiffened up in both of those opportunities that the Indians had. And so that's why we have a 7-0 lead in favor of the Bulldogs at halftime. Just taking a quick look at the statistics for Crown Point. First of all, Tyler Gomez with 20 carries unofficially for 59 yards. Grayson Link has carried the ball three times for 7. He has also completed 2 out of 4 passes for a total of 22 yards. Both those passes going to Shane McCormick, 1 for 13, 1 for 9 yards. And, excuse me, one more also for 5 yards that went to Leo Radiseski, his first reception of the season. So actually 3 out of 5 passing for Grayson Link in this game. Let's take a look at the stats for Lake Central. Zach Bundelow, unofficially 2 of 4 passing for a total of 34 yards. And one of those was a 27-yarder that we believe now was caught by Josh Benson there in the first quarter. And the other one for 7 yards to Kyle Paul. And that's it for the passing category. Anthony Giles had those 2 long runs, but otherwise he was pretty well stuffed at the line of scrimmage. He has a total of 12 carries for 51 yards on the evening. Quincy Tribble, 1 carry for 7. And, well, Zach Bundle, I don't have him down for any carries, even though I thought he... No, he was not sacked. He had that one ball that was slipped out of his hand and was ruled an incomplete pass there late in the second quarter. So there you have it. Crown Point with a 7-0 lead at halftime. I'll tell you what, we'll take another timeout, and when we... Wait a minute. I believe Frank will have some scores from elsewhere around the region.
Yeah, of course, the scores, not many scores coming in with the progression of this game, how quick it has gone. LaPorte is leading Chesterton 14-7. That is at the end of the first half. We're also following Michigan City that has had a very impressive going, early going. They are at home, but trailing Valparaiso 17-0 right now at the half. So once again, Valparaiso with a 17-0 lead against a Michigan City team that has just played well this year.
Is there a score yet on that LaPorte game? That was the team that was 3-0 in the Doomline.
Right, a close one between Lowell and Griffith, 9-7 with 5:21 in the second quarter. Lowell Red Devils holding on to that.
Oh, okay, I meant LaPorte. I guess you do have it, and I just didn't hear you mention it.
Yeah.
They're playing Chesterton.
Right. 14-7 at the end of the first quarter.
And once again,
to go over, really to reiterate here, Lowell with a 9-7 lead in the second quarter. 5:21.
Okay, so Lowell Red Devils looking good here this evening, despite the rain. A couple of our home team favorites doing well tonight. All right, let's take another break here, and this time we're going to take a time out and listen to the IHSAA Commissioner's Corner with Bobby Cox and Bob Lovell.
It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly update from the IHSAA Commissioner himself, Bobby Cox. Now for the inside scoop on what's happening day to day with the IHSAA. Here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Bobby Cox.
Bobby Cox joins us, as he does every week, for a conversation about high school athletics in the state of Indiana. Commissioner, a sober week for a number of reasons. DeKalb High School struck with tragedy last week, literally before the game. Two of their young men involved in an accident. Unfortunately, both have succumbed to their injuries. And there, as we've talked about, unfortunately, before, there aren't enough words that we have to express our concerns, our regrets, and our feelings about the families and the community involved.
Well, you're right, Bob, and we do express our deepest condolences to the DeKalb community, DeKalb High School, and the families of these two young men. And we talk about high school sports and the fun that it generates, but life also comes along, and sometimes life gets in the way, and we have these tragic things occur. And we had a tornado happen to us last week, and now we're talking about two young men in the prime of their life that lose their life in an accident. We just pray hard for the families in DeKalb and their community and hope that they can find comfort moving forward and rally around their football program and their high school, and better things will come.
I never try to make what I do about me, but I lost my brother to a similar accident. He was 23 and I was 20. And I agonize every time I hear these kinds of things because I unfortunately have been in the situation they've been in. I got that phone call. I've done all that. And there's not a day that goes by that makes it any easier, unfortunately.
It does not. And the reality is I don't think you ever get over it.
No, trust me, you don't.
You certainly never get over it. It becomes a life event. And we just have our thoughts and prayers with our friends at DeKalb.
Bobby Cox joining us. We're talking about high school sports around our state. It's a change of gears, but do you believe at the end of Friday night's games, we will be week four nearly halfway through the regular season in football after Friday night?
Well, you and I talked as we started the season that you blink and we'll be here.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't even had a half blink yet, and here we are talking about mid-season. And we've had some tremendous games. I was fortunate enough to go to South Bend last week and watch a couple of South Bend community schools play at Jackson Field. And one of the things I wanted to comment on is the really neat things they're doing there in South Bend community. They have a theme called Team South Bend. And when they play each other, whether it be one of the other two or three or four schools there in the community, they always try to do some kind of unity event. And they did that on Friday night there at Jackson Field, and congratulations to South Bend Community mm-hmm. Schools. And the reality is that there's a lot of fun going on in high school sports, and like you said, we're almost halfway through a football season and regular season.
And before long, we're going to be talking about basketball, and I know you're going to be involved in one of the premier events around the state, the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame Classic over in Newcastle during the Christmas break. And the Hall of Fame has its annual picnic announcing the eight teams involved. It's one of those kinds of things that it's one of the milestone events because it kind of gets you, like we said, the halfway point of football, looking ahead to the winter sports, and that's always a tremendous event. I know the IHSA is solidly a proponent of this great event throughout the state.
We are, Bob, and the fact that the Hall of Fame is going to have their picnic to introduce their eight schools going to play in the Hall of Fame Classic. And the IHSA will attend that function this afternoon. Members of our staff, both our basketball commissioners will be here along with other members of our staff. And we do support the Hall of Fame. They do great things for the sport of basketball in our state. A tremendous tournament they have every year in Newcastle. We encourage our listeners to go out over the holidays in December and get out there to Newcastle and see these eight schools play. It'll be a wonderful tournament.
He's the commissioner of the IHSA, Bobby Cox. We chat every week about high school sports in our state. It's great to have you with us, Commissioner. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Bob. You too.
Hi, I'm Dave Woodworth for Internet Radio USA-365.com. And we know we have lots of listeners tuning in across the region, around the state of Indiana and beyond. Your emails and letters are a great source of encouragement to us. In fact, Mark Smith, Frank Sprankle, and I invite you to email us with any comments or feedback you may have on our coverage, or perhaps you'd like to simply wish the Bulldogs good luck for the remainder of the season. Let us know who you are and where you're located, and we'll be happy to pass along your greetings in a future Internet radio broadcast. You can email us at usa365@ameritech.net. That's usa365@ameritech, ameritech.net. From Sinatra to Streisand, from Josh Groban to Michael Bublé, Diana Krall to Carly Simon, the Carpenters to Chicago, all the easy listening artists are featured on the internet radio station called TheBreeze.com. That's The Breeze without the E at the end to make it easy for you. For more information, their website is www.TheBreeze.com for the world's best easy listening music.